Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Now, if you're anything like me, and let's be honest, who isn't? Sometimes the self-criticism can get a little out of hand. We all have that inner voice, right? That one that loves to point out every flaw, every mistake, every missed opportunity. But what if I told you there was a way to quiet that harsh critic and cultivate a little more kindness towards yourself? Today, we're diving into the power of self-compassion because even Stoics need a little love now and then. Here's the thing about self-compassion. It's not about giving yourself free passes or letting your standards slip. It's about approaching yourself with the same understanding, kindness, and care that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Ever noticed how we're way more forgiving of others than ourselves? We'd never tell our best friend they're a failure for messing up a presentation, but wouldn't hesitate to say it to ourselves after the same symbol. So how do we bridge that gap and build genuine self-compassion? Let's break down 5 key takeaways. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We all mess up. It's part of being human. Accepting this fact without judgment is the first step towards self-compassion. Think about it like this. If your friend was struggling, would you berate them for their imperfections? No way. You'd probably offer a listening ear and a supportive hug. Treat yourself with the same level of understanding. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic can be relentless, right? Next time you catch yourself saying something harsh, pause and ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not. So why are we subjecting ourselves to it? Replace those negative thoughts with kinder, more realistic ones. Remember, you're doing the best you can with the tools you have. Boy. Practice mindfulness. Being present in a moment can help us detach from our thought patterns and cultivate self-awareness. Try simple mindfulness exercises like focusing on your breath or paying attention to your senses. This helps us recognize when those negative thoughts are creeping in, allowing us to respond with compassion instead of reacting impulsively. 4. Be kind to yourself. This sounds obvious, but it's surprisingly easy to forget. Make time for activities that bring you joy and nourish your soul, whether it's taking a walk in nature, indulging in a good book, or spending time with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for our well-being. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the things we're grateful for can shift our perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. This simple practice can make a world of difference in how we view ourselves and our experiences. Now, picture this. You've got a big presentation coming up, and you're feeling the pressure. You've been prepping for weeks, but doubt starts creeping, and what if you mess up? What if people laugh? Instead of letting those anxieties take over, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on delivering your best. You acknowledge your nervousness, but you don't let it control you. Because you know, at the end of the day, learning and growing are more important than perfection. Self-compassion isn't about avoiding challenges or shielding ourselves from discomfort. It's about facing them with courage and kindness, knowing that we're capable of handling whatever comes our way. And remember, folks, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those self-compassion skills. Because when you treat yourself with love and understanding, you unlock a whole new level of resilience and strength. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and remember, even the toughest Stoics need a little compassion now and then. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-love and let me know your thoughts on social media. Until next time, keep forging ahead with fortitude and a whole lot of heart.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.